The Book of Hebrews, Chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, sharers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, even Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as also was Moses in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by so much as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were afterward to be spoken, but Christ as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our boldness and the glorying of our hope. Therefore, even as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the provocation, like in the day of the trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by proving me and saw my works. Therefore, for 40 years I was displeased with this generation and said, they always err in their heart, but they did not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they will not enter into my rest. Take heed, brothers, lest perhaps there will be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from the living God. But exhort one another day by day, so long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become sharers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm to the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the provocation. For who, when they heard, provoked? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt by Moses? And with whom was he displeased 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they should not enter into his rest, but to those who were disobedient? And we see that they were not able to enter in because of unbelief.